All right. So, episode 14.
14, bro.
14.
We in Ooh, here.
I don't know why I just gave myself a drum roll, but so we're going to talk about greed.
Greed.
Very, very interesting.
One of the seven deadly sins.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the number one within 4X.
Yeah, like especially when people don't know that when you get involved into a trade setup and not noticing that you have to worry about being in a pair and transitioning to another session, right? Mm-hmm. So like, prime example. So from loan session and not give it like a good example, like if we're like looking at GJ and we got in before the start of London and we saw like a great, great push to the downside. And then we're holding it and we're not placing no stop profits. And, you know, a lot of people think that they're going to stay up, you know, they're not drinking no coffee, no gum, you know, no pre-workout for no reason. So like just to stay up, and then they realize they crash, and then they wake up around like 7 a.m. when the stock market opens up. And then, whoo, that volatility just goes all the way back up to your entry, probably close to your stop loss, because you forgot to put a stop profit before going to bed. So, like, it's really important that you should always place one if you're not a swing trader. Like, you know, if you're not a swing trader, that just tells you that, you know, what kind of trader that you are. It's telling you that you're eliminating the greed, you're floating profits, you like where you at, and you like those blue, beautiful numbers flashing, 400, 500, 1,000, 2K, 8K, whatever the amount is, right? Close. Just do yourself a favor and tell yourself, you're going to thank yourself so much then rather than being that guy that was, oh man, I was up 20K and then you look and
it's
you look,
gone.
And then you look at your MT4 in the morning, you're like, damn, I don't know what I'm gonna do now. Like, so then you start to like want a revenge trade, mm-hmm. and try to make up for that loss. And that loss is gone.
Right.
You gotta part your ways and just accept it. And that's the most hardest part when it comes to people that wanna make the income that everyone else is making, right? It's because they're not accepting the loss. They're now going back instead of how many pips that I should I could make up. They're looking at how much money I could make up. And that's two different aspects, like, you know, when it comes to the whole psychology behind that. But it's so important to secure your profit and then look for the next move to happen. Let the market come to you. So now you're eliminating the greed every mm-hmm. single time.
Yep.
If you're gonna be like, man, I'm up $1,000. Think about what you could do with $1,000 at that moment. You have that mindset, all you have to do is click that red button and close and hear that sound. Psh.
Yep, that's it.
And then you could look at it and be like, damn, I remember it took me at least like 3 weeks just to make $1,000. Mm-hmm. And I did that in 15 minutes. So when you think about that, you start to eliminate the greed.
Yep.
Time after time after time, every time you get into a position, you're like, all right, perfect. What could I do with $300 right now? Close.
Yep. And what will that lead to? That'll lead to discipline.
Yeah, leads to discipline, and it shows you're building a portfolio of consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you're doing that, you become very profitable.
Yep. Absolutely.
When you're doing the complete opposite, then you just become like 95% of the world.
Yep. So what were we talking about last week? Where closing out early and everything like that. It lacks confidence. When you're greedy, you lack discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two aspects of trading that are very, very important.
Yeah.
I can understand being a brand new trader, kind of getting into the game, playing around with the numbers, which is what a demo account is for, of course, mm-hmm. where you can be greedy, you can do the over leveraging, you can be undisciplined, but you're not going to actually lose money. And a lot of people go in there with actual money, like, oh my gosh, I see what this person made. And oh, I'm just going to go ahead and try and make $1,000 on my first day.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. That's called greed.
Yeah.
And when greed happens, the market will actually take advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Of
like, you 100%. Know, you, like in many scenarios that I had, oh, there were times and I was up. Like, I was talking about up. You know, like I'm not talking about like little change. I'm right. talking about like people's don't like up, like, you know, people's yearly salaries, uh-huh. you know? And then just like it was like actually watching it in slow motion. You know, I was like, you know what? I could hold up for another 30 grand, you know? And then watching it come down slow. Mm-hmm. And slow. It's like, oh yeah, this is just a pullback. No, it was a very big, strong pullback.
Yeah.
And almost like really close to my entry. So I'm like, really?
Wow.
Send the wrong message to the wrong DM. Right.
That was smooth.
But anyways, but yeah, let me go back to what I was saying.
You're talking about 30 grand yeah, and so, a big strong pullback.
Yeah, huge pullback, coming back down, and you think to yourself, we all have gone in this scenario. Like we're up and we see that big pull down, we're like, yeah. And then your confidence starts to get doubted, right?
Yep.
Then you're like, okay, if it's pulling down, how far is it gonna pull down? Then you start talking to it, and you're like, no. Let it just close right here. I'm fine with that, you know? It's like kind of like talking to your spouse. And yep. you're just like, no, like add a little sugar to it. Like, no, like it's too salty. But you just gotta look at it from that point of view. When it's coming down, it's just like, damn. All right, I should have just closed when I was up there. Yep. You know, like I saw it coming down. Anything that comes down has to go back up, right? But if you're using the proper lot size, right, and you're dealing with that big pullback, then you're like, all right, perfect. Now I'm waiting for a nice reversal. Confirmation that's telling me to enter back in the market again. Mm-hmm. So then you could capitalize off that pullback and then reap that whole pullback.
Yep.
You know? So like always buying low and then capitalize on it.
Yep.
So then of course then you could just eliminate that whole confidence of like, all right, had that huge pullback, eliminating that greed. Because you use the proper, if you use proper lot size, you're going to be fine. No matter if you're any kind of big drawdown, you know, like even if you have those small losses, using the proper lot sizes as drawdown, it's overall a big picture. It's a big W.
Yeah.
If you're using a big lot size and you're not familiar with it, then you're just over leveraging. You ain't learning at all.
Yep. Agreed.
And if you're, you know, trading multiple pairs and you're over leveraging, it's like, bruh, what are you doing?
Right. And to kind of call out our community that we have, I was monitoring a little bit today, and mm-hmm. it's refreshing to know that there's a lot of people that are actually learning where they're messing up when it becomes the greed portion.
Oh, yeah.
So I had seen in there about five different messages, where it was just a few traders talking back and forth. And it was, oh, yep, I was up, and then I lost. You know what? I got greedy, and then I blew my account. Yeah. So the consistency needs to happen where you have that program in your own mind, I'm trading the same lot size until I can actually afford a higher one, right? Yeah. Where some people will be like, all right, I'm going to trade a 0.01 here. Oh, then I'm going to go to a standard the very next one, right? Mm-hmm. And they end up losing on that.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to recognize that, sometimes it's not anything that's actually on the charts that you need to go back and revisit.
Yeah.
It's your mental.
Yeah.
It's your view on where you think, you know, you can win. Because when you start doing that and over leveraging, of course, it becomes, you know, mm-hmm. the greed turns into gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're expecting to win and we end up losing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't take that step back and realize, you know what, and admit, I was greedy. I didn't need to do this and I did it. If you don't do that, then you're not going to be learning.
Yeah.
And that's what I actually had seen within those messages today, where I was like, you know what? These students and these people in our community are starting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's starting to click for some people. Mm-hmm. Be consistent rather than go for the home run. You know, it's kind of like the movie Moneyball. You've seen Moneyball, right?
Yep. One of a classic movie.
All you need to do is get on base, get base runners, and you will score runs, mm-hmm. right? Get into a trade, use the same lot size until you can afford it, and you're going to end up compounding your account.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think that's what a lot of people forget that we have to do.
Yeah.
I feel like people just deposit funds and you make money, you lose it, and guess what? We're making more deposits than more withdrawals.
Yep.
It's a complete reverse psychology ever of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, The whole point is depositing, using your risk management, compound your account. You're going to be compounding no matter what big balance you're putting, a small balance, $2, $5, $10K, $20K. That's going to matter. You're going to be compounding regardless.
Yep.
So like, I don't see how people are just becoming to be so greedy right away and then not learning from it. And then they do it over. And then they're not even aware, because like, your mind is telling you, hey, that was just a bad time. Like, yeah, you could do it again, you know? And then your mindset gets so comfortable with that method of just doing it over and over again. Be like, it's a part of the process. Yeah, it's part of the process, but don't get comfortable with the process.
Right.
The whole process is for you to change so you don't adapt to that.
Right.
So when you start doing that whole different route and using better risk and better lot size, and then capitalizing on your stock profits, you're going to win every single time, you know, because you're going to be like, you know what? I'm good for the day.
Yep.
You know what? I made more than the person that's actually working on the clock right now.
Right.
Because no one is making $52 an hour or even $300 an hour on the clock.
Right.
And you're doing it from your mobile.
So put it in that sense, right? And I think people need to start thinking of that if they're looking for the dollar amount. Me, I'm trying to get 50, 100, 200 pips a day, right? Mm-hmm. That's the pip count is what I'm looking for. Yeah. So I'm going to value that differently every time.
Yeah.
Once I can afford it, right? But when some people have that dollar amount, take the minimum wage. It's like almost $15, right?
Yeah, that's depressing.
Right. So $15 for minimum wage, an 8-hour day. You've got $120 that you've made in a day.
Yeah.
So if you've made made $1,000 and you're closing out early, you've done almost 10 times what the minimum wage worker is doing.
Yeah.
You know, at $24 an hour, you're going to make on a 10-hour day, $240. Mm-hmm. At $1,000 on a couple of trades, you know what? That sounds like a win to me.
Yeah.
And so
if people actually look at it from that point of view, like as a career, do you know how much of a like maneuver of a mindset game changer that is?
Oh,
like,
it's bananas.
Like, if I'm like never coming, if I'm brand new coming into trading and I'm looking at this as, all right, so you're telling me I don't need a boss. I don't need to be smart. I don't need a damn degree. I could actually learn a skill set that is very duplicatable to my generation, right? Mm-hmm. And I could pass it down to like my kids and the kids after that, and have no cap on how much I want to make. And you look at this, that's the most perfect career. Mm-hmm. That's how I saw it.
Right.
You know, I didn't see it like, oh, okay, this is going to change who I am completely overnight. I saw it as a skill set that could be dominated if it's done the right way. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And no one could tell you how much you could make. No one could give you a cap of how much you're worth. Because realistically, no one knows.
Right.
It's just a magical number that's just floating up in the air, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're doing that, you could capitalize on your full cap.
And if you know your role in the market, so it's a $6.6 trillion daily industry now, right? If your role in that market right now tells you you're only going to make $10 today, that's your slice of pie.
Yeah.
Right? And I think about it like this, you know, when like just putting it in different terms as well. Mm-hmm. Everybody on, like, let's just take the Golden State Warriors, for example, right? Yeah. Everybody on that team had a role.
Yeah.
And they won multiple championships, mm-hmm. right? Take one of those players out and something could have been different, right? Yeah. They all had their own reason for being on the floor. Andre Iguodala was out there to defend LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. LeBron goes and sits down. Guess who goes and sits down? Andre Iguodala. That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to make and compound daily in the market.
Yeah.
Right? So, like I said, if your job today is $15 profit, get your 15. Tomorrow, make 20.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, make 25. So on and so forth. And just compound. Or people could go by that 5%. You know, I've told people the 5% method, like, I think I've spoken on it within the Zoom calls.
And that 5% method only comes down to just being consistent.
Yeah, that's like,
it. It's very funny once you get to the end and see how much you could potentially make. It's just like, wow. So and it just relates to everything in life, that you stay consistent on any craft that you do.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to happen.
And you would be surprised how many people have DM'd me like, oh my gosh, you blew my mind with that.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not mind blowing.
Yeah, like once you understand it's, compounding,
it's you're very good. Alertive, but mm-hmm. it's not mind blowing.
It's you know? It's eye opening when you think, okay, it's in this short of time. Like I always talk about the 10 months.
Yeah,
we're in October, right? So 10 months ago, what was I doing? Well, you know what? I was getting ready for 2019's trading year. I know I was studying the US 30. I was working at PayPal. I was doing this. I was doing that, right? Mm-hmm. And I can remember damn near everything I was doing in the month of January.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell me in 10 months that I could have had $1 million. Like, oh, wow. Like, that's really eye-opening, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's also, in a way, humbling because I know what my mistakes were,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then it's like, okay, I need to face these.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start being a little more smarter, a little more disciplined, a little more confident in what I'm doing, right? And then I, you know, turn into an actual trader. Like, it's just a process that everybody has to go through.
Yeah.
You know? And when you're talking about with greed can lead to, like you were talking about, revenge trading.
Mm-hmm.
And the two trades that we talk about never to take, revenge trades or trades that you've chased.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take those. Mm-hmm. If you are sitting in a mindset that you were greedy and you can recognize you were greedy, step back, analyze the market again, wait for it to give you something rather than be like, I got to make this right away.
Mm-hmm.
Forget all that. Take a breath. It's not easy losing $1,000. It's not easy losing $800. It's not even losing, you know, it's not easy losing $10,000 or $20,000, yeah. depending on what your account size is,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you have to process that. It's a major loss regardless. Mm-hmm. You know, you've taken a monetary loss, but if you use it correctly, it's going to be a win every time. Like,
I'd rather lose correctly off greed than not using it correctly.
Right.
So like you could actually reflect back on it much more than just out here over leveraging like crazy. And then you're just trying to capitalize on the bigger ROI.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you focus on using the proper way, and then if you lost to it by being greedy, then you'd be like, all right, perfect. You know what? I could capitalize on this. I did not blow my account. I used proper lots. I had a stop loss in place, stop profit, whichever method that you're using. And then you could rebounce and gain all that back because mm-hmm. you learned that valuable lesson. You're like, all right, I was greedy. I used the proper lot size. I'm fine. My account is still active. It's still healthy.
Right.
Rather than, you know, where you had people using a leverage up to 1,000 on Trader's Way, which is trash. I'm throwing hella shit on it. I'm sorry, if you're using $1,000 leverage and you're putting $200 or $300 into your account and you're using a standard lot size, you're not preaching about, you know, you could grow an account size.
You're a professional gambler.
No, you're throwing risk management out the window mm-hmm. and you're just not showing any discipline at all because you're not gonna handle. You probably might handle it just like you losing it because you're over leveraging in the first place, but you're not going to learn that lesson from it. You're just going to be like, all right, yeah, you know, I lost money. It's all part of the process and just, you know, brush it off.
Well, what was the thing you just said? Like, what was it? Maybe about 45 minutes ago mm-hmm. with the smaller loss size, yeah. Your small loss leads into bigger wins.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, holy shit, that's
nugget
of the day.
Yeah.
Boom, dropped. Day's over.
It's,
we're good.
It's facts. Like, I'd rather, like, if I'm dealing with trading, like, a big account, like, I'd rather lose, like, a couple thousand and rather than a huge, like, 10 or 20,000. It's just like, all right, like, that's cool. You know, I could just, you know, refocus and then get on a better entry,
mm-hmm.
better trade setup, and then make that back, you know?
Yep.
So, like, sometimes I'll do it personally to myself to challenge my skill set. Like, I'll personally lose, like, you know, $8,000. And then, so, yeah, look, like, I'll personally look to make, like, lose $8,000. But, and then I want to practice. I'm practicing on my discipline. I'm practicing on my mindset. I'm practicing how I'm going to adjust to that loss, right? I'm practicing of applying pressure to myself, right? Because when it comes to trading, it's all in your mind.
Right.
So when I'm doing that, and I focus on getting on a better entry, and perfect, and now, all right, I'm going to reap the benefit. I surpassed what I lost, cool. And now if it comes back and creating a pullback, guess what? I have more equity. I'm closed. I'm securing half of my profits, right? So I gained already 50% of what I've already lost. And then re-enter off the pullback, and then boom. I gained a complete 120% ROI on a great trade setup.
Yep.
Because I was also closing half of my positions and building equity, and then re-entering in a position, and then there. That 8K loss turns into a whole 20K gain.
Right, absolutely. And if anybody is, you know, taking signals or anything, I mean, there's no way that if you were to take every single one that's given out, and I think I said this last week, but if you take every single one and use the same loss size, mm-hmm. you're going to profit every week.
Yep.
There hasn't been 1 week that we've had a losing record. And so, like, if we were to go 10-9, okay, off of 19 trade setups, you still profited because you won one more trade than you lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So regardless, there's ways to do it. And I think people get in their own mind, they're seeing that they can quit their 9-to-5, or, you know, they have the mentality that they want to go pop 10 bottles this weekend, right? And you end up losing it. Instead of popping 10 bottles by being consistent in a couple of weeks, you're sitting at home opening a Coke can.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, sitting there wishing that you were disciplined.
Yeah.
Sitting there wishing you weren't greedy.
Yeah. And that's true, because, like, no, I could definitely relate to that. But
then you sit there and talk to yourself and you're like, damn it, Leroy.
Yeah. He's here with the Leroy again. But like, it's like the common thing. Like, you know, when you stick to the plan, you know what you're coming in every week. Every week is a different week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the exact same stuff that you did last week.
Right.
You know? Oh. But overall, I just feel like, you know, people eliminate the greed, like, people will become profitable traders. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're tapping in with your mind. This is not like how much the lot size are you using. This is what you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're holding yourself accountable, so you're not becoming greedy, you know?
Right.
Because, like, the people that are working at 9-to-5 wish they could be greedy. But guess what? They're getting only paid for every hour, you know?
Yeah, tell me about it.
You're on the charts where a fat candle could be life-changing.
Yep.
And that could be on a 15-minute.
Yep.
Imagine making almost like $1 million on one candle. And that person that you know is working at 9-to-5 is like, man, like, how do you do it? Like, I'm scared.
I was there.
I want to be greedy, but I can't put in more hours. I need to put in overtime.
Right.
And you're looking to them. It's just like, why are you limiting yourself?
Yeah.
You could be greedy, but you're in a wrong vehicle, right?
Yep. Facts. Trust me, there were times that I thought about that early. I'm like, damn, how the hell?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell? One candle, 30K?
Yeah, one candle. Oh, it could be, man, it could be three big massive candles.
Yep.
I can remember it like it was yesterday in the month of December on US 30.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. Just capitalize on it.
Yep.
And it was just like, wow. It was like, literally, I created my own Christmas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's all, you know, the numbers wise, yeah. 80% mental, 20% knowledge. Like, all you need to do is be able to recognize what you're trying to trade. Like you said, what goes up must come down. What goes down must come up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you start studying and, you know, applying your knowledge and putting the effort, watching all of our videos on the website.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, that's you start applying and putting that to your daily knowledge, mm-hmm. you know, then at that point, the effort's going to pay off.
Yeah.
But it takes time.
Yeah. Like, I had a person that actually reached out to me. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, you just disappeared from, like, social media. So, like, I understand social media could be a distraction depending on how you use it. Mm-hmm. But he actually reached out to me and just noticed, like, just like the self-growth. And I was like, yeah, trading, like, you just took off. I was like, yeah, it's because I cut everything off. Like, I was on the charts more than an average person.
Yeah.
Like, people say that they're on the charts. It's like, all right, I don't believe you. Like, you're going to have to show me with your actions. Like, you know, if you're not applying the chart time, like, I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't apply all the chart time. Like, it was major, major sacrifice. Major, major losses. Never complaining. Not one bit. Because I believed in the whole skill set. There's no other skill set, I don't care what anyone says, that comes close to trading.
Right.
You know? And you're reinvesting on a better vehicle platform where it opens up so many other doors that you could possibly do.
Yep.
And that's what I love about it. So when you have that vehicle and you see that and you get to that point that you almost want to give up, it's just like, what is out there?
You know, unless
you want to sell drugs, you know.
Yeah.
And you really want that fast money.
Yeah, and that fast money is no good.
Yeah.
That fast money is no good. And I come to think about it, like, the Forex market is fast enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
If anybody that hasn't traded the stock market, when you can get in and buy stock, when you can get out during those windows, right, mm-hmm. you've got to hold it at least for 3 months. You're going to make money when the businesses have great earnings, right, mm-hmm. and the profits go up, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I would challenge anybody to have a stock account and go buy a stock and then turn around and trade Forex at the same time.
Oh, man.
And tell me which one moves faster. The Forex market moves faster than stock markets do regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about, oh, I want a million in a day, this you're not going to get that until you have the capital to wager. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, it moves very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true because, like, you know, we are in a bigger market. Everyone's participating in it. You know, we have all the banks that's participating in it.
Yep.
So
if the banks are participating in it, where's it going to go?
Yeah, back in the market, circling around. And someone's broker.
Yeah.
Someone's MT4.
Yep.
Someone's collecting it.
Yep.
So it's either you want to rob the government.
Yeah.
Like my saying, rob the government all 2019.
Yep.
Or be the person that continuously to keep robbing your MT4 account.
Right. Like, sorry, like, you guys are greedy, but guess what? I made a G.
The banks are already greedy as it is. They're taking our money from our own checking and savings to trade.
And so we're only getting 10 cents a month.
We're basically their consumer base. So, like, if there's no one trusting banks, who has full power? That's why I really want blockchain to actually just happen, like, right now. Like, I want to see the banks to suffer, you know?
Well, but if the banks suffer, though, what ends up happening with this market? Because as long as the banks are trading, they have millions of dollars, we have a juggernaut to go against, right?
Yeah, that's
so true. I don't want this market going anywhere for a time being. I just want blockchain to come out and compete with it. You know what I mean?
Okay. We're going to have to talk about that on the next episode.
Yeah, I'm with that.
That is more of, that's pretty deep, so.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to drop too much nuggets on that, and we should probably talk about that in our next episode.
Look at that intro to the next one.
Yeah,
the future of Forex trading. Where's it going to be?
Yeah, are we going to be heading into a recession or not?
In my opinion, at some point, yes, but there's a huge, huge fight not to.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But Donald Trump is like he's like. He's grabbing America's ball sack like this. Like, you know? Yes, I did say it like that aggressively.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's like from a guy that know nothing, basically scamming his whole entire career.
Yeah. He's a professional scammer.
Hey, right? Professional scammer. Like, you know, no pun intended, but he really is. But it's just crazy what. Honestly, I just feel like Americans are not just well educated to actually allow that to happen. Like, you know, we're really allowing a person that just like, I want to run for president, make America great again.
Yeah.
And with no blueprint. Like, you know, it's just with that so much power, like anything could happen.
Yeah.
Like in the markets. Like any country could be rich all of a sudden. He'd be like, you know what? I feel like making Iran pretty good. No offense, but. But, like, yeah, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, I want to cause a little havoc, you know.
Say, all he has to do is send out a tweet then.
Yeah, you know, like, people are looking at his Twitter account more than Bloomberg itself. Yep. They're like, oh, they want to see some old lady talking about the market, and they'd be like, no, let's look at Donald Trump's Twitter.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting coming into seeing what plays, you know, the rest of Q4. Starting, mm-hmm. of course, next week when we have the earnings calls, see what the holiday season looks like.
Yeah.
If we have another December like we did last year, more power to you to do what you did last year all over again, repeat.
Yeah, that,
you know,
great.
But it'll be interesting to see. We have to have 3 months of a negative economy before we're actually officially into a recession.
Yeah.
So if we don't have, if we have 2 months and we don't have that third, we're going to see an uptick. And that's going to be like, to me, that's just going to be a correction or a pullback within mm-hmm. any market, stocks or Forex, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an economic pullback.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for those 3 months. I'm trying to be patient with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to see things that go into play where it's like, well, when is this going to actually happen? We're due for one.
Yeah.
So I'm like 50-50, like, we're due for one. Mm-hmm. But it's like, when is it going to happen? When's these 3 months going to happen?
Yeah.
So I want to see 3 months, like last year's December, in a row with major sell-offs in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I'm within the second month, I'm probably going to be like, we're heading towards a recession, absolutely.
Yeah.
Capitalize on it either way.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing is I'm going to be on these charts when people that aren't within this industry, they're going to be in the unemployment line or online signing up for their check. You know, let me tell you, I've been in the Arizona unemployment checks before. It's $220 a week. What are you going to do with that? Like,
man,
it's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult. So I don't want to be there ever again. I was there for like 3 months and then it was difficult. So I now have this skill where I don't have to worry about it. I'm good. Bring the recession on.
Wow. Well, you heard it here, folks. We're going to talk about our economy in our next episode. So it's a definitely good topic, talking about greed.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying holding back? All right, so I guess that's a wrap. Episode 14.
Dunzo.
In the books. So this should be a good one.